It is 55 degrees in Nashville at 8:04, sunny skies overhead. We do expect plenty of sun for the next several days with highs in the low 80s. Good morning, I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News. Federal officials are investigating a near mid-air collision at Nashville's airport over the weekend. Pilots on two Southwest Airlines planes had to take evasive action to avoid hitting each other. Data suggests one jet passed just over the other, coming within about 500 feet. Officials say gusty winds prompted one pilot to abort a landing and circle around for another approach. The air traffic controller directed that plane to turn in the path of another Southwest flight that had just taken off. Both pilots said they received collision avoidance alarms. The incident comes just days after the FAA issued a ground delay at BNA due to a shortage of air traffic control staff. Well, the Duck River is getting new protections. The biodiversity hotspot has been a subject of concern in recent years. State officials and Governor Bill Lee have taken action to safeguard it. Last week, Tennessee lawmakers passed a bill to prevent landfills from being built within 2 miles of the Duck and its tributaries like the Buffalo and Piney Rivers. Hickman County resident Doug Jones lives on the river. He founded a conservancy group to coordinate advocacy.
We're not tree huggers. We're farmers. We're hunters. We're landowners. Everybody just wants the best for the river.
Jones identifies as a conservative. He says protecting natural resources should be nonpartisan. WPLN's Caroline Eggers will have more about protections for the Duck coming up later this hour. Tennessee voters can still pick which primary to vote in without having to declare membership in a party. State lawmakers narrowly voted down a bill yesterday that would have required voters to semi-permanently affiliate with a political party in order to vote in its primary. Those who weren't associated with any political party would have been excluded from primaries entirely. The Tennessean reports most of the state's contests are decided in the primary elections. The bill's sponsor, Representative Chris Todd of Madison County, argued that the intention of the bill was to prevent, quote, nefarious voters from switching parties to, in his words, unfairly influence elections. He compared it to Alabama fans picking the quarterback for the University of Tennessee's football team. Crossover voting is technically illegal in Tennessee, but without a statewide party registration system, it's rarely, if ever, enforced. District Attorney Brent Cooper, who serves the southwestern corner of Middle Tennessee, shared on social media that the law has been on the books since the 70s and that he doesn't know of a single person being prosecuted under it. He encouraged voters in his area to vote for the candidate they thought was best, regardless of party. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.